From Detroit, news of an important advancement in automotive safety. There was some well-planned violence this week on Chrysler Corporation's proving grounds near Chelsea, Michigan. Some final examinations were given upon the culmination of long research in automotive safety. A new type of door latch passed a series of tests to prove it will hold doors securely shut despite extreme twisting of the body. The company will use the latch on all its cars. Formerly, the open rotor of a latch, mounted on the door, engaged a striker like this, mounted on the post. Severe twisting of the car could separate the two parts sideways. In the new latch, the rotor on the door is covered with a strong steel guard. The striker is hook-shaped to fit into the guard. The guard prevents the striker from escaping either sideward or upward. In the flopover test, a tow car pulls the test car to the tilting ramp by means of a magnetic hitch. And how does it look from inside? Well, something like this. And the doors, still safely latched and in working order. And there's news at last of the long-predicted world of push-button automobiles. A push-button drive selector for all makes of Chrysler Corporation cars was announced in Detroit this week. Four buttons at the left end of the instrument panel. One for neutral, the others for drive, reverse, and low. The selector is a new safety factor, out of reach of everyone but the driver. And in the same announcement, a high-fidelity phonograph. Chrysler-made cars will offer highway hi-fi that plays disc music through the radio of the car. The manufacturer claims that this new kind of balanced tone arm will stay in the groove on the roughest roads. There's room below for storing records, and the whole works, including record storage, is built into a small drawer beneath the instrument panel.